This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Newly reformulated COVID-19 vaccines are out, but some parents are reporting spotty availability. Allie Howe is the communication manager of Mesa County Public Health. She says this year the federal government stopped providing vaccines for free. Now the traditional health system is handling vaccine distribution.
Now this is our first year experiencing a privatized version of that. So it's going to be more disjointed.
She says some clinics and pharmacies are not offering the shots this year. Howe says Mesa County will be holding a vaccine clinic for kids on November 18th and another one for adults on November 15th. Right now, there are 236 people hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 cases in Colorado. It's the most since the start of the year and around the same number as a year ago. And two dozen utilities are showing steady increases in viral concentrations found in wastewater, including some large ones on the Front Range. The number of patients diagnosed with COVID when visiting an emergency department is about 2%, the same as last week. The search has ended for a bear that wandered into an Aspen resort and injured a security guard Wednesday. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the bear was spotted early this morning around a park near the St. Regis Aspen. Staff were able to identify the black bear because of its distinct white markings. Officials say the bear was euthanized and that the security guard that was injured is on the mend. Expect sub-freezing temperatures tonight in Fort Collins, Boulder, and the western suburbs of Denver. A freeze warning begins at midnight. This is CPR News at 6:06.